Time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. A psychiatrist says an Illinois teenager, accused in a high school shooting that injured one student in September, suffers from a defiance disorder and other conditions for which he can't be treated at the state's Juvenile Justice Department. A judge approved an evaluation by state agency for the 15-year-old, but Judge Matt Sullivan said the teen will remain in custody of the Juvenile Justice Department and won't be moved to the Department of Human Services for possible placement in a treatment facility. The teen is charged with aggravated battery with a firearm in the September 20th shooting at Mattoon High School. Psychiatrist Lawrence Jekyll testifies that the boy was motivated in part by perceived bullying, but also acts as a bully himself. Governor Bruce Rauner says a $1 billion tax cut should be the top priority for this year's legislative session. The Republican said Wednesday it could be achieved by changing the way pensions are doled out to state employees. But the pension changes are continuous, and expert questions whether a court would find it constitutional. Rauner's fourth budget address includes his promised plan for a phased-in cut in last year's income tax increase. Lawmakers increased the rate from 3.75% to 4.95% to help pay down the state's massive deficit. Rauner vetoed it, but it was enacted anyway. Rauner says enacting pension changes would mean a nearly $1 billion tax cut that would allow him to start rolling back the rate hike.
Listen weekdays after the 6:15 and 7:15 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection. Each day, I'll be talking with people about upcoming events as well as community leaders. If you have an event you would like to talk about, you can get on the Community Connection by calling me, Tom Levine, at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 6:15 and 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection.
There's no place like home.
Oh, the memories. The memories of watching that classic movie that took us to the ends of our imagination, The Wizard of Oz. We would love to send you and a guest to see The Wizard of Oz live at the Fabulous Fox in St. Louis. It'll take you back to yellow brick roads, fields of poppy, and the magic of your imagination. You can register to win tickets to see The Wizard of Oz live at WFIWradio.com or at WRUL.com. Let us help you be a kid again.
Probable cause has been found to place a former foster parent from Shawneetown on trial for sexual assault in both Hamilton and Saline counties. 62-year-old Ricky R. Horton appeared in Hamilton County Circuit Court in McLeansboro for a preliminary hearing. After hearing testimony from investigators, a judge ruled there would be probable cause to bind Horton over to trial on five Class X felony charges for predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. In Saline County, the judge also found probable cause to bind Horton over to trial on six Class X felony charges of criminal sexual assault of a child. If convicted, Horton faces up to 60 years in prison in each count. Because the number of alleged victims in the case, Horton would be eligible for a special sentencing range of 6 to 60 years in prison with up to a natural life term of mandatory supervised release. In Hamilton County, Horton is set for a pretrial hearing on April 5th. In Saline County, he is set for a jury trial on May 2nd. He remains in custody under $50,000 cash bond, pending trial. In other news, Fairfield Community College has scheduled free GED test prep classes in Fairfield starting Tuesday, March 13th. Classes will meet for 8 weeks, from March 13th through May 3rd. Day and evening classes are both available. On-site registration is available from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Adult Education Office on FCC's campus. Walk-ins are welcome, or you may call to schedule an appointment. Day and evening classes will meet on Tuesday and Thursday in FCC's Classroom Building West. The day classes will meet from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon with Stacy Legg. Evening classes will meet from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. with Erica Penrod. Online and hybrid classes are available to qualifying students. GED test prep reviews all of the subjects on the GED exam, math, writing, reading, science, social studies, and the Constitution, as well as job preparation skills. The GED exam is now a computerized test and is offered on FCC's campus. Adult education is also offering job skills, transitions, and healthcare bridge classes on FCC's campus. For additional information, or to register for a course, call FCC's Adult Education Office in Fairfield at 618-842-3711 or 1-877-464-3687. The Wayne County Soil and Water District is having a spring fish sale. Delivery of fish is scheduled for Friday, March 16th at 8 a.m. Grass carp deadline is Thursday, March 1st. All other fish may be ordered until Wednesday, March 14th. Orders can be placed by calling the office at 842-7602 extension 3 or come by the office at 23 Industrial Drive in Fairfield. Frontier Community College will be hosting a breakfast with the Bunny on Saturday, March 24th. The event, sponsored by the Health Informatics Club, will be held from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the Bob Boyles Hall on FCC's campus. The morning will feature a hot breakfast, crafts, and pictures with the Easter Bunny. Children ages newborn to 8 years are eligible to register. The registration fee is $10 per child. For information or to register, call Frontier Community College at 618-842-3711. In other news, 9 Fairfield FFA members recently have been recognized after finishing the requirements to receive the Illinois State FFA degree after successfully completing the application, record books, and interview process. Those members to receive the degree are Skylar Gray, Lane Harvey, Derek Estes, Dane Young, John Jones, Hunter Doty, Addison Seifert, Emily Titzer, and Sarah Titzer. The degrees are awarded at the Illinois FFA Convention in June in Springfield. A Fairfield man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison on charges he entered a Fairfield man's home and stole a number of firearms. 23-year-old Jeffrey M. Aldridge was sentenced Thursday in Wayne County Circuit Court on a conviction of residential burglary. On November 25th, Aldridge was arrested in Fort Collins, Colorado, on a Wayne County warrant charging him with being in possession of stolen firearms. The initial charge stemmed from a residential burglary at the home of 63-year-old Daryl Thomason on Southwest 6th Street in Fairfield, where a number of firearms were stolen. As a part of Aldridge's sentence, he was ordered to pay $21,941 in restitution to a number of victims whose homes Aldridge burglarized. Restitution to Daryl Thomason amounted to $2,374, $17,000 to Laura Smothers, $1,000 to Robert Hooper, $697 to Michael Frazier, $137 to Richard Simpson, and $133 to Anthony Green. The restitution is to be paid jointly with any co-defendants of Mr. Aldridge. Also, Aldridge has agreed to testify for the state about the burglaries if asked to do so by the state's attorney. Additionally, Aldridge has drawn an additional 2-year prison sentence for being in possession of methamphetamine. The judge ordered Aldridge to serve another 2 years of parole once he's released from jail, and given him credit for 83 days he has spent in custody waiting disposition of his case. 4 other pending charges dating back to 2016 were dismissed in return for the guilty plea. In other news, the Student Nurses Association of Frontier Community College and the American Red Cross have collaborated to host a blood drive in honor of the late Vicki Lemons, who was a well-loved FCC nursing instructor. The blood drive will be held on Monday, February 26th, in rooms 128 and 129 of FCC's Learning Resource Center. The drive will last from 12 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. Donors can make an appointment ahead of time, or walk-ins are also welcome. Start the donation process before leaving home by completing an online pre-donation and health history questionnaire at your convenience on the day of your appointment. For more information about donating blood, visit www.redcrossblood.org/rapidpass. Those who wish to donate blood can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Frontier CC to schedule an appointment. A single donation can save up to 3 lives. For additional information, contact the nursing department at Frontier Community College at 842-3711. The Fairfield Police Association will be hosting its 17th annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament with the assistance of Fairfield Lady Mules basketball team. The dates for the tournament have been set for Friday night, March 9th, for 6 feet and under, and Saturday morning, March 10th, for open class. You have to be high school age or older to play. The entry fee is $50 per team of 3 or 4 players. Entry forms may be picked up at the Fairfield City Police Department Forms and entry fees need to be returned to the police station no later than Monday, March 5th. All of the games will be played at the Fairfield Community High School. For more information, call the Fairfield City Police Station and ask for Officer Charles McMean.
Prom girls, you're invited to a prom weekend celebration at Illusions Bridal and Prom in Vincennes. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Illusions will host the exciting 2018 Ellie Wild Prom Gown Trunk Show. Many of the Ellie Wild prom gowns will be at Illusions for these 4 days. Plus, you can shop from the hundreds of gorgeous gowns at Illusions. Don't miss the many specials and giveaways happening this prom weekend only at Illusions Bridal and Prom, 7th and Main in Vincennes.
The Original Company Radio Stations presents Comedy Night in Vincennes, featuring Bob and Tom comedians Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold, March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com, with a full cash bar from Willie's Pub and French Lick's very own Joe Dirt lookalike as a bartender. And after the show, we'll have karaoke and a meet and greet. Comedy Night in Vincennes with Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold, March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Buy tickets now at tocbigdeals.com.
Crude oil is at $54.50, unchanged since yesterday. Mary Pauline Burgess, 87, of Fairfield, Illinois, passed away at 8:15 a.m. on Thursday, February 15, 2018, at Signature Lifestyles in Jefferson City, Tennessee. She had worked as a secretary with several retailers, including B&K Auto Sales and Gill Sales and Service in Fairfield. Survivors include two children, Brenda Stump of Newport, Tennessee, and Greg Burgess of Alexandria, Virginia. Three grandchildren, Jeremy Stump of Davenport, Iowa, Amanda Gross of Ashland City, Tennessee, and Jennifer Coffey of Jefferson City, Tennessee. Three great-grandchildren, Leanna Stump, Maverick Coffey, and Mira Stump, and several nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her husband, Lawrence Burgess, her mother, Ickle Gill, one brother, Gene Gill, her uncle Clarence and aunt Sadie, who raised her, and a great-grandson, Levi Stump. She will always be remembered as a loving mother and grandmother. Funeral services for Mary Pauline Burgess will be at 2 p.m. on Monday, February 19, 2018, at the Johnson Avon Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 12 p.m. noon until the time of service at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the First Christian Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. Condolences can be made to the family at www.facebook.com/Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. Ruth E. Smith, 94 of Fairfield, formerly of Mount Erie, died at 4:47 a.m. Friday, February 15, 2018, at the St. Francis Hospital in Indianapolis, Indiana. Ruth was born in Richland County, Illinois on March 20th, 1923, to Ira and Gertie Bailey, and has been a homemaker and caregiver and loved to quilt. Ruth is survived by daughters Betty Glover of Mount Erie, Mary Ellen Coulter of Shradon, Indiana, 9 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, and sisters-in-law Doris Bailey of Albin, Norma Jean Bailey of Fairfield, and Betty Bailey of Fairfield. She was preceded in death by her husband Ralph Smith, granddaughter Rachel Cutler, grandson-in-law John Thompson, and 5 brothers Eugene, Carl, Robert, Ralph, and Ellis Bailey. Funeral services for Ruth Smith will be held at 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 20th, 2018 at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial to follow at Graceland Cemetery in Albin. A visitation will be held on Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, the family asks memorials in her honor to be made to the West United Methodist Church. Emma O. Greenwald Henson, age 81, formerly of Orchardville, passed away Friday afternoon, February 16, 2018, at Aperion Care in Olney. Emma was born October 11, 1936, in Jefferson County, the daughter of Walter Edward and Flossie Ingram. She married Dennis L. Greenwalt on October 26, 1963 in Mount Vernon, and he preceded her in death. She later married Olin Henson on June 25, 1994 in Xenia, and he also preceded her in death. Emma was a caring and supportive mother and wife and worked as a semi-truck driver along with her husband Dennis. She later took on the role of being a pastor's wife when she married Olin. She was a past member of Poplar Creek Community of Christ Church, and her favorite pastime includes flowers, gardening, reading, and puzzles. Emma is survived by her children, Beverly Medley of St. Louis, Missouri, Jimmy Greenwald of St. Petersburg, Florida, Diane Grimes of Sumner, and Kevin Greenwald of Orchardville. Stepchildren, Dawn Henson and Linda Santo. Six grandchildren, Jennifer, Tracy, Matthew Ryan, Lance, Dustin, and Kaylee. Eight great-grandchildren, several step-grandchildren, brother Jim Ingram of Rock Falls, brother-in-law Niall Henson, sister-in-law Chlorina Skelton, Shirley Fisk, both of Xenia, along with a number of nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her parents, both husbands, one brother, and six sisters. A funeral service will be 11 a.m. Tuesday, February 20th, 2018, at Brush Creek Community of Christ Church in Xenia. Interment will follow in Garrison Temple Cemetery. Visitation will be Monday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, from 10 to 11 a.m. on Tuesday at the church. Memorial donations may be given to the charity of the donor's choice. To share a condolence or memory, visit www.frankandbright.com.
Register online for a chance to win four tickets to experience unforgettable feats of strength and heart with the whole family when Disney on Ice presents Reach for the Stars at the Ford Center in Evansville on March 8th. Register today at WFIWradio.com for your chance to win a family four-pack to see Disney on Ice at the Ford Center. Full contest details can be found at WFIWradio.com.
Time now for a look at sports. In college basketball, Frontier Community College Bobcats face the Lawson State tonight. And Illinois versus Nebraska, tip-off is at 2:30 p.m. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, beginning with a pregame show at 1:30 p.m. In national sports scores in the NHL, the Kings defeated the Sabres 4-2. The Senators destroyed the Rangers 6-3. The Ducks swam past the Wild, 3-2. The Coyotes took a bite out of the Oilers, 1-0. The Devils beat the Lightning, 4-3. The Penguins waddled past the Maple Leafs, 5-3. The Golden Knights slayed the Canadiens, 6-3. Red Wings over the Predators, 3-1. The Blackhawks scalped the Capitals, 7-1. Panthers mauled the Flames, 6-3. And the Canucks defeated the Bruins, 6-1. In the NCAA, Indiana beat Iowa 84-82, North Carolina over Louisville 93-76, Georgia defeated Tennessee 73-62, Southern Illinois over Indiana State 76-72, Illinois State beat Northern Iowa 79-75, and Eastern Illinois defeated Tennessee Martin 64-57.
Hi, it's Mark with the WFIW Morning Show. You can wish your loved ones a happy birthday or anniversary during the Birthday and Anniversary Show, Monday through Friday at 6:45 a.m. All you have to do is call us up 842-2159 during the show, and you can wish someone you love a happy birthday or anniversary. If you're shy, no worries. Just go to our website, WFIWradio.com, click on the birthday banner, and submit your birthday or anniversary wish.
Time now for your Classic Hits forecast. Today, areas of dense fog, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 52. Tonight, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 57. Tomorrow, showers likely, cloudy with a high near 68. Tomorrow night, 40% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 62. Don't forget to check out the online auction at WFIWradio.com.